But right now we have some more audio from Monday night, from opening night, as they call it, what was formerly known as Media Day. And we've got a couple of different interviews, one, I believe, conducted by the great Gordo, and one conducted by Mushmouth Thomas, who's out here with the ticket team.
Yeah, and George, I guess you rolled tape on this. Is that right?
Yes, I did,
I noticed
as a matter
you
of fact.
Introduced
yeah.
Tyler
yeah.
Columbus to Mushmouth Thomas.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I don't think the interview went all that well, Giorgio.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it seemed like Tyler didn't know what to make of old Mushmouth. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
I'll take a listen.
Yes. Am I talking to my friend Mushmouth Thomas here real quick?
Yeah. Mushmouth Thomas here, and then we want the Bronco. The Bronco. It's Tyler Columbus. Hey, man.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm well.
We're good. That's good. That's good. That's good. You having a pretty good little Super Bowl?
Huh?
You're having a pretty good little Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm having a great Super Bowl so far.
Sometimes when I lay down in the creek, I get wet.
Huh?
Sometimes when I lay down in the creek, I get wet.
I'm here to talk about football.
So am I. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Both here to talk about football. All right, let's talk about football. Are you like me? Do you like football?
Yes. Yes, I do enjoy football.
Are you also like me and you collect sticks just in case?
I'm really confused by what's going on right now.
I am too. Who are all these people?
They're fans.
Of?
I guess Denver Broncos.
That's your team.
Yes, it is.
And are you happy?
I am happy.
I'll pray for you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Tyler Columbus.
So there you go.
Boy. Man. That's
it's not
all
tense
could...
at all, is it?
Tyler Columbus was kind of a jerk to Mushmouth.
Yeah, Mushmouth is just a
such a friendly guy.
I know.
He's trying to integrate into society. And
this is the first time. Now we scared him off, and
right.
He's not going to ever come back out and be interviewed by us because he's scared of people.
Yeah, I think I saw after the interview that Mushmouth scampered off up into the rafters of that arena and he
yeah.
was hanging up there.
Yeah, they say he hid out up there and it took him like about, 24 hours to get him out of the rafters.
Yeah, when we left.
Before he flew off.
When we left, I looked and he was up there hanging upside down.
From his okay. Mushmouth.
So once again.
That's your team.
The Broncos proving that they don't like to be interviewed when you're doing bits.
What did they expect at Media Day?
I don't know, but I think right before they went out there, they were told, hey, this is your line. You just want to talk about football. Don't put up with any nonsense. And I discovered that shortly after Mushmouth.
Makes me root for Carolina. Makes me root for Carolina.
Oh. Okay, now here's where I interviewed, I think this guy's name is something... Jefferson, maybe? I don't know. You'll hear him say it at the beginning, but listen to this horrible bit of chemistry I had with this guy who did not want to talk to me.
Can I interview you real quick?
Yeah.
Give me a mic check here, name and number.
Cameron Jefferson, 75.
Cameron, what's the main thing that your team hopes to accomplish in this Super Bowl?
Get a win.
You would emphasize that more than you would fundamentals or offense?
Well, we're going to play our system every game. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We're going to play our system, offense, defense, special teams, and do our best effort.
Whose system do you think you plan to use?
The team system. Yeah.
You're not talking to the Filipino media, right?
No.
And I was wondering, why are you not talking to the Filipino media?
I'm just going to talk about football. I have no idea what's going on with that.
Okay. 2 weeks ago when you won the championship game, did you ever dream that you would one day be in the Super Bowl?
There's definitely a thought. There's definitely a thought, but we had to work hard to get there. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have one trick question for you. What's your favorite magic trick?
I don't have one. Don't have a favorite magic trick.
Do you like magic?
No, it's a form. I'm from Vegas, so I see it all the time.
Speaking of, Vegas has the odds of Peyton Manning breaking a hip at 2-1. Do you think that's fair, unfair, medically sound, or?
I'm not a betting man, even though I'm from Vegas. I don't even play to the odds like that. Mm-hmm. I don't look into it.
You know, your team in particular, I think, has done a lot to get female viewers into the NFL. Do you guys feel that about yourself?
I'm just here to talk about football as far as that. I don't.
Well, I've just noticed that more and more women are watching the NFL, and particularly your team. Like during y'all's championship game, I gave my girlfriend she watched the whole game. I was giving her a full body massage, and she watched the whole game.
Okay.
And she enjoyed it, literally.
Yeah.
But anyway, talk a little bit about football and what your plan is.
Play our system, win the game.
What's good, big dog? You good?
Yeah, man, how you been?
Been good.
Is your nickname Big Dog?
No, that's...
He just said.
No.
A temporary nickname assigned to you.
Yeah, but no, this is Big Homie from Arkansas, though.
So you guys are both Arkansas guys?
Do a little something like that.
Yeah. What part of Arkansas are you from?
I'm not from Arkansas.
Just University of?
Yeah, just one school there. Yeah.
You ever met Jerry Jones?
Yeah, he's a very influential for our University of Arkansas.
Have you noticed his sentence structure is odd?
No, I never noticed that.
What's long and hard and full of semen?
A submarine.
Really? Is that true? I was just going to say penis, but I guess submarine does work, and there's a vast difference between those two. Cam Newton. You a fan?
Yeah, fans are great. Cam's a great player, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not rooting for him this game.
I'm not rooting for him, but just as an athlete.
Mm-hmm. You follow politics?
Not recently.
Do you think Donald Trump looks like a half-shaved orangutan?
I'm just here to talk about football, my man.
You think, in football terms, Donald Trump looks like a half-shaved orangutan?
That has nothing to do with football.
If he played for the NFL.
And he doesn't play for the NFL.
But if he got drafted.
I don't play in the hypotheticals.
But hypothetically, if you did.
No.
Do hypotheticals.
No. That's like opposite day.
Well, if you were Donald Trump and you ran for president, would you have your hair like that? Or would you think, wow, that looks really bad and it looks like I have orange cotton candy and a swirl on my head?
God bless me with a good head of hair, so I don't got to worry about that.
You do have very nice hair. Is anyone in your family bald?
Nope.
Not afflicted with a bald patch?
Nope.
They say you get it from your mom's side.
No, she has a full head of hair, too.
Well, I meant more your maternal grandfather. But no, did anyone in your family play football?
My dad played football.
Your dad played football? Where did he play?
He played for the L.A. Raiders and the Cleveland Browns.
Hell yeah. Who's your dad?
Ben Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, look at you. So you're keeping it in the family. Do you want your kids to play football, or do you think that...
If they want to, I'm not going to force it on them.
Yeah. Are you at all worried about the head stuff?
It's a concern with the NFL, but the NFL is taking good care of our athletes and everything. Try to do the pro call is very good.
Did you ever own a go-kart?
No.
Mini bike?
No.
Moped?
No.
Scooter?
No.
How about one of those hoverboards?
Nope.
Have you ever owned any mode of transportation?
A car.
What about a bicycle?
At one point.
Did you start off on a tricycle?
No.
You went straight for the bike?
Yeah.
So you've always been athletic?
Yeah.
You ever tried gymnastics?
No.
Pummel horse?
No.
Saw horse?
No.
Floor vaulting?
Nope.
Triple jump?
None of that.
Discus?
No.
You meant discuss
never did
what
track.
You did do?
Play basketball.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Say hello to everyone in Dallas.
Hello to everyone in Dallas.
Beautiful. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, well, he's pretty cooperative.
Yeah, he put up with all
he
that.
He put up with a lot of non-football issues, but no, he put up with it.
No, he stayed there.
Rode it
that
out.
That was a good time, including when I went into rapid fire mode.
Transportation, no. I don't think so.
He rapid fire answered you.
I know it. Oh, gosh.
Wow, you went right past the tricycle. Oh, man, I enjoyed that. That
what's his
funny.
Name again?
Cameron Jefferson.
Cameron Jefferson. The
makes
great.
Me root for Denver. Makes me root for
See,
Denver.
See, look at that.
Yeah,
look
he switched
at that.
Already. I don't think he's on their active roster.
Just don't
but
worry about that.
On their team. And okay. He's here at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk to him.